Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yesterday, somebody was listening to Janie and got lucky. Mm-hmm. Got a call on 97. I just texted her. I'm like, oh my God. Were they so excited? Were they over the moon? Listen, don't worry about it. Here's how you don't worry about something. You go and you buy tickets for the show, and then you're done worrying about it. You don't have to worry about it at all. Ticketmaster.com. Tomorrow night, Alice in Winterland. The doors open at 6:15, and you got aim for that. You want to beat the traffic. You want to get parking. You want to get in there and be settled and know where you're at. Because that show starts at 7:30 promptly. There's John Mayer. There's Run Republic. Kelsey Ballerini. Matt Nathanson. Lizzie McAlpine. The whole Alice staff will be there. Oh, my God. Don't forget to like clap real loud. Yay, Sarah and Vinny, when we come out on stage. We love that. It floats our boat. Love Fest. Head over to Ticketmaster.com right now and get the tickets. We'll see you at the SAP Center tomorrow night. All right, Trash is brought to you by Just Enough Wines. Spoiler alert. Did you know a six-pack of canned wine is equal to two bottles of wine? JustEnoughWines.com. Head there today and get yourself premium canned wines delivered straight to your door. Happy holidays from JustEnoughWines.com. Janie says Monica in Concord was the big winner yesterday, so she got four
All right,
second
Monica.
Row tickets. She also got a big, you know, California's Great America theme park pass set up. The lady, she says she was freaking out.
Oh,
she could not believe she won. The West Coast. All Monica's dreams coming true. Monica, see ya. I'll be looking for you in the second row. All right, we're going to start with, we do a morning show.
Yeah, we do.
And we've been doing it for, we've been doing it since 1996 together. And before that, you and I both did morning show work.
Different gigs, right? Yeah.
Yeah. But TV morning shows, you know, I love the show, The Morning Show, on Apple TV.
And there's right, all kinds too.
Of, look, when you put humans together and they all work closely, like, things happen. Bad things also can happen at times, like for instance, over the holiday, Thanksgiving, Al Roker was hospitalized from the Today Show. He had some blood clots. He was actually hospitalized due to clots in his legs and lungs. He was released just in time for Thanksgiving, not in time for this is his first time he's missed the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade that, I mean, you know, the Today Show sort of hosts and does commentary on it. And he hadn't missed it in something like 27 years, and he just couldn't be there. So he was home for Thanksgiving. But then Friday, he had to be rushed back to the hospital. He's in the hospital right now, they're saying. His condition was worrying, but once back in the hospital, he improved. He's still in the hospital, so he missed last night's lighting of the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center, just like he missed the Macy's Day Parade. Al was taken away. Listen to this. This is crazy. The ambulance comes to their house on Friday and gets to get Al. And his wife, Deborah, was going to follow them in her Tesla. But it malfunctioned and she couldn't unlock it. And her phone was inside. Yeah. And then there's a neighbor trying to help her break the glass. They couldn't break the glass. They couldn't get at the phone. They couldn't get into the car. And finally, she ended up having to catch a cab to the hospital.
I just got that visual of Elon throwing a cannonball at that window that wasn't supposed to break, and the thing shatters.
Let's try it. Let's try the other window.
Nope, that one breaks too.
Yeah. Let's not do live video anymore. Mm-hmm. How about that? Oh, remember when he was doing the Neuralink thing? And they had pigs. Yeah, they had done some kind of implant on a pig. And he's like, watch this. I can control this pig. And that pig was having none of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it just was not.
I didn't see that one, no. You know, I just looked up how. So you mentioned Al Roker.
Yes.
Had to go to the hospital, had blood clots in his leg. So I looked up, or no, had blood clots. You didn't say his leg, but I assume.
No, I did say leg.
Okay.
Initially, lungs and leg. And then apparently he went back for more of a leg situation.
So do you know what those symptoms are if you have blood clots in your leg? So I looked it up and I'm not, I was sort of not getting really firm answers on that. But here's a couple of the things. Swelling, like swollen ankles.
Oh.
Like a really clear difference than
normal. Something going on here, right.
Your skin is extra warm, like almost feverish on your legs.
Oh.
Like you can feel that. Anyway, I was curious because how did he know that he had blood clots in his leg? Could I have some in my leg right now?
Right.
Fainting is also a possibility, or dizzy spells. So there's a lot more. It's pretty definitive.
There was a guy, he was a journalist, and he had been squatting down like in a tank for however long. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was like the first time I really went, whoa, it sounded really serious. Daniels something.
He was a big reporter, though. He worked on Dateline or one of the big news shows.
Right. And he was covering, like, you know, the war in Afghanistan or something.
Increased heart rate is among. So are you limping? What could the symptoms be? But there's there's strong problems from blood clots in your legs. Mm-hmm. Fatigue is also listed, so. Anyway, she couldn't get in her car. Go on from there. Sorry.
No, that's it. She wound up having a kid. She literally, the Tesla failed her, Elon. And they tried to break the window, couldn't do it. They should have used the same thing that Elon used.
The big metal ball.
Yeah, the big metal ball. That happened easily. No problem. So she wound up having I'm sure they live in New York City. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe they live outside. But she had to get a cab to take her to the hospital. So she was late.
She couldn't call an Uber, huh?
Oh, maybe look at this, though. Yeah, I don't have the app either. I'm with her.
Yep.
Approximately half of those experiencing...
Oh, okay. Phone's in the car. Now I get it. Dur, George.
Approximately half of those experiencing a blood clot in the leg have little or no symptoms at all, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
But he's someone that has had health problems, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's, I'm sure they're more aware and probably very, they're on any problem that comes up where he's concerned.
Right. How old is, let me see if it has his age in this story. He's getting up there, right? I'm not seeing an age here.
He's 68.
Oh,
68. But he lost, 50 pounds?
Oh, easily. Easily. He was a very large man, and he got a stomach staple, right? I mean, I don't know
that.
Gastric band, whatever it is. He actually underwent that procedure years ago.
Right. I think when he had that surgery, he pooped his pants while he was on the air one time.
Oh, no. It was just a shart.
Well, yeah, I guess he meant to. Yeah. I don't know what he meant to do, really, but I have some talking about it.
Well, just let a little. Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's talk about it.
I'm walking to the press room. I think I got to, pass a little gas here. So I'm walking by myself. Who's going to know? Only a little something extra came out.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants. Not horribly, but enough that I knew.
Which is a common side effect of this surgery.
Exactly. And so, I was panicking.
You know how sometimes you don't even know what the medication is they're talking about until you start hearing symptoms can include, side effects can include death. Your pet's heads are falling off and you've pooped your pants. If you notice that you've pooped yourself, then, contact.
Well, the first thing that stood out in this conversation for me anyway, was Sarah, he put Bryn goes, he pooped his pants. Sarah goes, oh, no, no, it's just a shart. I'm sorry. Just something came out. That like, I give him
still,
credit.
Still, I mean, you know, measured. Is it just, is it something that maybe for a few minutes you can get by with? Or is it like, I'm sorry, but I'm heading to the bathroom right now too.
Al, credit to you for not going, I believe pooping your own pants is reason for a grown man to leave whatever he's doing and go home.
He's not wrong. He wouldn't have been wrong. He wouldn't have been wrong if he'd said that.
To me,
I'm sorry, something just happened in my pants. I'm not going to tell you what it was. You may be able to deduce it yourself from the aromas in the room, but I have something I got to go do.
I am not staying. Doesn't matter.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Come on.
Oh,
Michelle.
God. That is too good.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. Over to Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm. No.
Good Morning America. There are two co-hosts on there, apparently. Listen, all these morning shows are on while we're on the air, so mm-hmm. I don't see them. I'm not totally familiar with everybody who's on them. They've got co-hosts by the name of TJ Holmes.
I love that guy.
Oh, you do? You have feelings about TJ Holmes?
What?
So when I first started with you guys, like it was at least 10 years ago.
More than that.
I was more than that. But up until until he stopped, I guess, I was watching him every morning before I'd go to work because they would cover all the stories, you know, a lot of the current stories that I was like, oh, that's interesting because they're on the East Coast.
What, you were getting like a 3 o'clock in the morning feed?
I guess they were just broadcasting live over there and I was getting their feed.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So it was interesting because it was everything that was current and you know, I'd do more research after that, but it was easy to kind of prep that way.
You'd hear the big headlines of the day and know what to look for.
Mm-hmm. So TJ Holmes.
So you love TJ Holmes? Yeah. What does
this guy
look
like? I
like
him a lot. He's a very easygoing looking guy and fun.
Good look. Well, of course he's good looking. He's on TV, you know. So there's TJ Holmes, and then there's someone named Amy Robach. Amy Robach, up until very recently, was married to Andrew Shue, whose sister, Elizabeth Shue, came up on the show just recently because she's in The Boys.
Oh, Andrew Shue, though, had a starring moment. Wasn't he on Melrose Place?
He was. He was Billy, right? Or was that his name? I think it was
He was
Billy.
Also, I don't know if he played professionally, but I think he was a professional soccer player, too.
Yes, he was. You're right about that. I definitely remember there being a soccer contingent, and he had some kind of foundation called like Do Something.
Oh, I don't remember that, but okay.
Well, I remember seeing him talking about it, and Andrew
was Billy.
Oh, it was Billy on Melrose Place. So, turns out that co-hosts TJ Holmes and Amy Robach have been doing it. They're both married. Well, I will say this. They say that they were training together for the New York City Half Marathon and back in March, this affair started. So March of 2022. Some so-called source says this is how it went down. So they're training together and they hit it really well. And there he is with his pregnant wife. So they hit it well. It started in March. In August, they both left their marriages. So whether or not they work out, they have either begun or finished. I don't know if they've finished their divorces by now. It seems like some people get a turnaround on those divorces. That is, they're wicked fast. So they hit it really well. GMA producers were shocked when they found out. And how did they find out? Well, Britain's Daily Mail. Tabloids. The tabloids followed them. The Daily Mail apparently has pictures of them being intimate in various locations. The photos include, there he is. He's doing a little butt touch in there. Brace yourselves, guys. She's reaching into the trunk. You know how, every girl, you know, who's in a relationship knows this. If you're not, you probably still know it. I'm just saying. You bend over to like reach in somewhere or reach down for something and your person sees the opportunity to go, and they come up behind you.
I often help my wife by holding her butt in many different scenarios. Sure. There's a lot of scenarios where she needs a hand, and I'm happy to provide it.
Let me pull you up against me, and you can brace yourself
against
me.
She might be falling back, right?
Right.
I told you we were painting recently. We did the whole downstairs, and she did the cut-ins, which are all up on a ladder, and I often would walk by and hold her up, if you will.
Let me just and,
for support.
Let me just get
yeah
you.
Help her. Yeah, I was helping her.
Oh, you're so helpful. What a good
weird
husband.
That I took a paintbrush to the face a couple times. But beyond that,
it's worth it.
Totally worth it. So the Daily Mail has pictures of them holding hands and butt touching. So she's been married. They've both been married since 2010. I guess T.J. Holmes' wife's ex-wife. Is named Marilee, and they've also been married since 2010. Robach, for her part, she deactivated her Instagram account yesterday afternoon because the word got out. You know, that's the, when they work together like that, they can go, they're always together. You know, we're the co-host of the thing. Boom, can be everywhere. Who would ever suspect? Well, Page Six and Daily Mail and all the rags.
What's actually interesting about this, because we just watched the morning show, but we as a team worked together for how many years? And I definitely, like you and I have said this many times, you and I probably talk more than we talk to our partners.
Right.
On any given day.
The bulk of my talking is done on this show.
Right. So I can see how you might find yourself smitten or into this other person that you work with, but now that it's out, it'll be interesting to see if they can somehow turn that into real life, because now they go from being together at work and it's on, but now they gotta go like do all the real life stuff that's boring and couples and drives couples apart,
right?
Is all that real life stuff,
you know. On there's another morning show. I want to say it's on MSNBC, the Morning Joe thing. They, I think, were having an affair, and now they're married. Can't think of the lady's name. I think it's
that Joe Scarborough?
Scarsborough, whatever.
I don't watch that, but I do know.
No, but I've seen them, and so he and his co-host lady friend was. I think they got married. They wound up going. I don't know what their marital situation was, though, beforehand. I really don't know anything about
it. I can actually see it working out because they both have similar come-ups. You know, they have similar work experiences. And
sure.
But they're probably one of them, if not both, have to go get new jobs, probably.
I would think, although they, you know, Morning Joe continued on with the two married people, like the married couple. But to me, that would be, look, I love being married and I love John, but I guarantee you, I'd probably be okay being together 24/7. I don't think he would, though. You know, we commute to work together. We work together. We commute home from work together. We eat lunch together. We hang out all afternoon together. We go to events together. We watch a show together and we go to bed together.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. It's an awful lot. Yeah.
Yep.
What are you, my baby that I have to constantly be with? What do you want, a 2-hour feast?
Well, good luck to them. I'm sorry that, you know, Page Six decided to out them, but I do think that, all right, if you found love at work and it's unfortunate
For you.
Your partners.
Yeah. Yep, it is. Well, they were around, so. Hey, Vinny, do you know what a Juicy Lift 180 is? Sounds sexy, right? A Juicy Lift 180.
I could do nothing but guess. No, I don't know what a Juicy Lift 180 is.
Would any guess that you make be sexy time? Because when I saw that, I went, oh, that sounds like a...
Well, hearing 180, a 180 is a skateboarding term. So for me, the first thing I thought of was skateboarding.
It actually turns out you're a lot closer than I was.
Okay.
Anya Taylor-Joy from The Queen's Gambit, that chick is fabulous. I just love her. She is 26 years old and does not have a driver's license and has never driven a car until she got the part in Mad Max Furiosa. She's apparently, is there a Mad Max star or is she Mad Max Furiosa? I didn't even realize this movie was in the making. But she is starring in Mad Max Furiosa. And she did not have really any experience behind the wheel when she was hired to star in it. So she says the first time she ever drove a car was on the set of that movie. And the first thing she had to learn to do was a juicy lift 180.
I have it here.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Right. Is this her actually doing it?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
Can you see that? Hold on.
Yeah, sure. All right, so here she comes.
Oh snap.
It's really just a, you know, you slam the brakes on, whip the wheel, and it whips the car around.
Well, not everybody could do that, though.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Do that. No, it's great. For someone who does not drive. Of course, not a lot of, like, there's no lanes right there in the middle of the desert, so she's got all the room she needs, I guess.
So in skateboarding, if you turn one full rotation on your back wheels, you've done a 360. A 180 mm-hmm. is obviously half of that.
Changing direction. And
right. So that would be, and that's what she does in the car, is just basically a half of a full circle.
Right. And she's facing the opposite. She's facing back the way she came, and then she's able to take off in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I don't have a license. I can't parallel park. I can't go on the highway, but I can do that. And at some point, that will come in handy, I'm assuming. So they're saying here, Mad Max Furiosa is due out in 2024. So they're just getting going with this.
Anya's, wasn't there, so Mad Max started with Mel Gibson, but then there was the, what is the hottest chick in the whole wide world named? What is her name?
Barbara Kelsey.
No, well, actually, she's
Charlize Theron
did a version of Mad
That's
Max.
That's Fury Road, right? Because there was Thunderdome, and then years later there was, is it Tom, who played Mad Max?
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron. Is that, I think it's Fury Road.
Whatever. But so they're just now doing it with different stars, I guess. Cool.
Yeah. It is pretty awesome. It's very steampunk, rock and roll. I really liked that last one. Dumb, but also everything you want in an action movie, I guess. Let's drive real fast across the desert and have a guy in front of a giant Marshall stack, just all messed up and playing guitar. Why not? Anyway, that's what Anya Taylor-Joy is up to, and now she can.
People are saying that T.J. Holmes was a Bay Area news guy before moving to New York.
Oh,
he started out in San Jose at NBC Bay Area, where Scott Budman works.
Oh, how funny! Wow. I wonder if Scott knows him.
Hmm.
Well. He landed a pretty plum gig. Hope he gets to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish them the best. I mean, look, I really do feel like people fall in love all the time, and you can't, you know how love is? You can't deny it. It's undeniable. The heart wants what it wants. You know, I hope since they've blown up their lives, I hope they're happy. I hope it works out, because otherwise you blew up your life for nothing over, you know, the spark of a new relationship. So good luck to those kids, those crazy kids. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
And TJ's very helpful, as seen in
yeah,
the picture.
Yeah, oh yes. I mean, he's really nice guy, doing his best to support her there as she loads things into a trunk, bent over at the waist.
She's making sure you don't fall. I got you.
Here, let me just pull you back up against you. You can lean on me.
Guys are the best.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's pretty stormy out there. Be really careful if you're driving into work and give yourself a little bit of extra time. It just looks terrible out. Luckily for us all, tomorrow is going to be a really nice day. And we're pretty excited about that because Alice in Winterland is happening tomorrow. So it's nice to know that weather is not going to be a big factor in that. Still, last-minute tickets available. Ticketmaster.com. It's our big Christmas bash. We want to see you there. Where else would you rather be than hanging out with us at this epic show? It's going to be amazing. John Mayer, One Republic, Kelsey Ballerini, Matt Nathanson, Lizzie McAlpine. Doors open at 6:15. Leave yourself plenty of time. You don't want to miss Lizzie. She goes on right at 7:30. So get there early, you know, get yourself settled, get your parking all situated, and meet you at the SAP Center. Head to Ticketmaster.
The Radio Alice Report.
I'm not ready for that yet. So the Alice team's going to be there too.
Oh, yes.
And and Christina in the other room just goes, I get to meet V. Hale tomorrow. And I go, oh yeah, exciting, huh? And she's like, yeah, that's cool. I like her.
Yeah.
And we started talking about her for a second, and she goes, it's funny, you can relate to her, can't you? And I was like, yeah. Like I'm her. Like,
yep. Here's how it's gonna be.
The aggressive, the unapologetic honesty that crushes a person that you care about. Like a lot of the things that she talks about, I'm like, oh, I feel that. I know that. Yeah. I've had to change that. But yes, I had that naturally.
Well, we're all a work in progress, Vincent.
Yes.
And it's nice. The best possible thing is that you can see things in yourself that are problematic and that you can try to work on them.
That is one of the reasons why I have a very soft spot in my heart for her, is because I relate to her and I understand when she says things like, well, people think I'm aggressive. And it's like, well, because you are. That's kind of why, but they're not wrong. And you know that about yourself too. But right. It brought up this thought in my head, and I'm curious what you will say to this.
Okay.
Did a teacher in your childhood ever politic to not have you in their class?
No.
Can teachers do that?
I probably, but I bet they have to really be careful about it and do it quietly. I'm sure they politic to a principal or to a, you know, they don't go to the parents and go, your kid sucks and
yeah.
I want you to get him to another school or put him in a different class or whatever.
I imagine. The way I saw it in the back of my mind was, no, it's not done up front. You'd have to do that quietly.
Yeah.
Or when you get your classroom assignments, you go, oh, I got to trade this kid out.
Yeah,
I don't know if teachers can do that, but I know for a fact in 7th and 8th grade, like me and Jason, we were in a very small school, and me and Jason Sisko used to have to, when we were in a room together, we'd have to be put on separate sides of the room in order for anything to happen. Mm-hmm. And I bet down the line, because that did stop happening, that they were manipulating the schedule to keep him and I out of the same room.
Oh, so not so much that the teacher didn't necessarily want you. It was that she wanted you alone and him alone and not to have the two of you as the combination lunch special that you were.
Well, that was the first thought. And then I thought, oh, I bet there were teachers. I would bet there were teachers who went, not that kid.
I can't handle that kid.
I'll trade anybody. I'll give you three
five
of these
problem
for that.
Children. If you will take Hassan off my hands.
I just thought of that. And it was like, it's such a bummer because some of us are naturally just,
I don't want to say annoying, but troublesome. Problematic. No,
I think of it as a lust for life, but okay. Fine.
All right. Loud. No, well, listen, I mean, that's the thing about being a kid is that you're not fully formed. You're figuring out who you are. You're learning to live by society's rules. You're, you know, trying to fit in or trying not to fit in. It's a formative period. So
yeah,
you know, I'm sure you're not the only kid who was ever annoying. Not well, that you were. I didn't know you as a kid. I'm sure you were a delight.
I like to think I have an extra battery. I don't think of it as annoying, Sarah, but okay.
Yeah.
All right, now hit my thing.
The Radio Alice Report.
Actually, hold on. So the whole all point right. of all that was you're going to meet V. Hale tomorrow night, everybody. So, you know, she'll come out. It's going to be really fun.
Woo!
Winterland
to
tomorrow
Get
night.
Get them. Last minute tickets available.
Ready?
The Radio Alice Report.
All right, we got
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Tech Interactive. The Tech Interactive is the place where science meets fun and makes young people feel smart, empowered, like they can do anything.
Mm.
Get tickets to check it out this holiday season at thetech.org. That's thetech.org. The Tech Interactive. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Cyber Monday sees Americans spend $11.3 billion.
Oh boy, that is
5.8% increase from Cyber Monday 2021.
Wow!
So that's become the move for most people.
It's just so much easier, and you can knock a bunch of people off your list. If you can get it together. And the deals were amazing this year.
Oh, you did a lot of... Okay.
I did. I just have a few things I really needed, a few people I need to take care of. And I found some good stuff. And it's so nice. I have so many lists this time of year, like everyone does, that it just feels so great to be able to knock a couple things off.
They are saying here that out of concern for what might have been a soft buying season, there were great deals, but it worked. The great deals improved spending and brought people out and not out, brought people to the internet. And UPS is going to be UPS and FedEx and anybody else will be very busy in the coming weeks.
Very, very busy. You'll see those Amazon trucks everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about this before. And I just wanted to mention it again because I think it's really interesting how kids can fall in love with a parent's hobbies if it's handled right. And you do see some people, certain businesses maybe, for example, where a kid comes along and becomes a football player just like their dad was. Or a kid comes along and becomes a race car driver just like their dad was. Or...
Right.
You know, goes into gymnastics or whatever thing that the mom or dad do that they're exposed to. And then through their parents' enthusiasm and love for something, they're able to gain appreciation for it and love for it. Doesn't always work like that, though.
100,000%. It does not always work.
Why do you say it that way?
I've just seen, you know, you grow up with all these kids in your area. And man, there's this one dad in town. And like, he just wanted that kid to play soccer so bad. And the kid was bad at it and would like cry. And the dad would yell at him. I'm like, oh my God, this is horrendous. Like this
Bro,
is just
give it
so
up.
Great. Let it go. Let him find his own thing that he's into. He's not into this. It's not for him. But people, I do think, have it in their head who their kids will be and what their kids will be into. You know, luckily for John, because the kids hate football, no interest in football. And John loves football. Luckily, they're both into music, so they at least have that in common.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, how's that lucky? They hate football, and so he doesn't get to watch games with them. But
no,
I
know.
Music,
well,
the shared appreciation of music.
I mean, they just, you know, so he would never, as they were growing up, I'd have to get them out of the house on Sundays so that he could actually enjoy football because those kids were like, I hate this. Put on cartoons. Let's watch Cars. You know,
so
whatever.
They do mention here about parents, you know, sharing the things that they love with their kids, whether that's camping or sports or, you know,
whatever it might be. Yeah.
Yeah, right. It could be all kinds of things. But the spin in this story that I never really thought of was how many parents spend a minute learning what their kids are into? For example, how many parents are a functioning player on Minecraft?
Yeah, I know.
I tried it.
My sister played Minecraft, and she used to play with my kids and her kids. And
oh, she did? What?
Yeah, they totally, like, I would drop my kids off at my sister's house when we were all in Florida, and they would play Minecraft all afternoon, the three of them.
So she put the energy in and learned to game the kid. That's the question.
She liked it. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't just that she was doing it for the kids, although I'm sure that's how it started. But yeah, she was, I'm with you. I think that that's interesting. You know, I'll take up finger painting. Let's do this thing. You seem really into it.
Tina's quite the Pokemon murderer too, isn't she?
She is. Oh my God. She's amazing.
She's a good gamer.
She's amazing.
So that's, I'm looking at the story from the other angle, and I just thought, that's really interesting. I tried to do Minecraft with my kid. We started it together, and then she watched a few YouTube videos to figure out how to play the dumb thing, because honestly, we couldn't. We're like digging holes, but what are we digging for?
Right. And what were you digging for?
Why? Well, I was trying to figure out how to build things. They tell me I can build a world here, but I need a crafting table? How am I going to get one of those? Like, it was just... It was too much. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. But and she's got it figured out, and she plays it.
She plays it. She's
Minecraft is huge. My kids still occasionally will jump on Minecraft.
Roblox, TikTok. They're mentioning all these things that kids are interested in and that, you know, hey, parents, if you want your kid to like what you like, maybe the move is show them interest.
Right.
Show them your interest in what they like. So...
A lot of times it is just immersion. Like, you know, if a kid, it's not a surprise that a kid who was on the road with his parents, you know, because they're musicians or sports figures or whatever it is throughout their formative years, it's not surprising that they know the ins and outs of how that happens or, you know, had a guitar put in their hands a million times. And, you know, like it's immersion too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree.
If a dad's a surfer and let's say he's a pro surfer and he travels around and the kid is there and is exposed to that over and over, starts to have an affinity for it.
There's a few success stories specifically in surfing, but I think more often than not, that backfires. And I certainly see that with my buddies who have kids who thought, oh, my kid's going to grow up to be the next big pro surfer. And the kid's like, I don't want to.
Yeah.
No, thanks. It's cold. It's hard. I keep getting hurt. Nah, you keep your sport. I'm going to go do something else. And that's crushing for a dad.
Weren't you saying it's Johnny Mosey? Like, his kids are both good skiers, but they're at that fork in the road where either we basically live in Tahoe all winter long and you ski every single day and we start traveling you around, or you go be a normal kid.
And that's what he was saying.
Have your baseball. And
he said that to me last weekend when he came out and hung out with us at Palisades. And he was saying, my boy also likes baseball and girls. And so there's, you know.
And being a regular kid.
You want to be an Olympian, mostly you have to get rid of all the distraction. So I think that kid's going to go another route. And that's okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Not every, you know, there's the other thing too, where a kid tries and wants to, and it just turns out you're not an Olympian.
Well, then
not everybody
your whole life in the shadow of the guy who is, you know.
In fact, you know, like I had to, when we got home from that run, from our Tahoe trip, I put on video Johnny Mosley's runs and showed my daughters who that guy was. And they were all, oh my God, he flipped into the air and did the, yes, that's what he did. And he learned how to do that by falling a lot.
Yeah. And by years and years and years of training and practice.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, and that's, I'm sure he says, my boy could do it.
Oh.
But I don't know if he's got that desire.
Right.
All right. I see that. All right. This one I teased you with, and I'm already late, and I don't even know if I did any stories. Damn it. I'm the worst.
Well, we do get going, don't we?
There was a study about, and you see this all the time, you can have this, but it's this many calories, and it would take you a 6-mile run to get rid of that dinner. Well, when you put it in that context, it's like, 6 miles?
I'll eat less.
Yeah, I'm not going to. So they were looking at the popular beverage of pumpkin spice latte. A tall pumpkin spice latte with not fat.
Tall is the small one, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
a tall
pumpkin spice
latte with non-fat milk and no whipped cream. The best possible option has 200 calories and 29 carbs.
Oh boy.
They say to burn that, you got to run over a mile and a half or do 21 minutes of burpees straight. You know what burpees are?
Yeah, all the way down, all the way back up, jump into the air, all the way back down. Oh my God, those things, I can't even do one. I'm like, nah.
Stepping it up to a grande pumpkin spice latte with 2% milk and whipped cream puts you at almost 400 calories with 14 grams of fat and 52 carbs. That's a 40-minute straight run of burpees or a three-mile run. So just so you know, that daily drink might be where that holiday cushioning is coming from.
I don't want to know, no.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys said. Vince, Sarah followed in Ellie's footsteps, covered in cocoa butter with her teas out in Hawaii. You have a lot of, were you tanning a lot?
No cocoa butter.
No.
Yeah.
And my
just
keys were
shirt.
Not out. And then, and I kept the shirt underwater. And as soon as I realized anyone could see through it, I came crying, looking at it, crossed my arms over my boobs. I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening.
415 says, when my girls were little, I joined them to play Minecraft once. They lit up. Totally worth it, even if for, you know, only 20 minutes of time. Do it, parents.
Yeah, kids love to share stuff with you. You're their hero, and only for a limited time. Suddenly, you're just not cool anymore.
415 says, cool. It's so nice for a child to teach an adult. It's very confidence building for the kid,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe you should say, hey, show me what you're doing on Minecraft. Let me do that with you. Show me what to do.
I played Minecraft for hours building worlds with my two girls. I loved it.
Aw.
So,
that's funny that Minecraft is really striking a chord here. But
well,
it's true.
I think
like anything
it's
you
one
can
of those
share.
Things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I got to go.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.